We're talking today with Annette Colunio, the resource coordinator for the 6th Judicial District in New York State, which includes two counties, Schuyler and Tioga. These counties are part of our Integrated Domestic Violence Court initiative. So Annette, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you, Katie. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, and so first of all, can you tell us a little bit about your professional background and how you came to work in this field?
Absolutely. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, and I specialized in chemical addiction counseling. So my education led me to a position as a resource coordinator for the drug treatment courts in Chemung County. As a coordinator, the state wanted to put in a domestic violence and an integrated domestic violence program in that county, so I assisted in developing it. Shortly after implementing those court programs, the court posted a position for the IDVI coordinator. I'd become very interested in domestic violence during the whole process in Chemung County, so I transferred to Integrated Domestic Violence Initiative and just have been loving it.
Great. So you mentioned the IDVI, the Integrated Domestic Violence Initiative. Can you tell us a little bit more about that model?
Absolutely. The IDVI model is not an easy program to understand, but it's an innovative approach to deliver justice to domestic violence cases. It was designed to provide a comprehensive approach and streamline court operations. The program itself enhances information and facilitation of communication among and between judges, which allows judicial orders to be consistent while increasing victim safety and holding offenders accountable. It is a coordinated response and collaboration among courts and criminal justice. And I'm hoping you're understanding a little bit about the program. It is not easy to understand because it's really taking communication between various courts and helping judges to understand that there's more than one case, there may be multiple cases in different courts, but that they're able to see the whole picture of an offender in front of them.
Great. So it sounds like coordination is a big role in this model. Can you?
Huge.
Definitely.
Huge. Collaboration and coordinated responses, huge role.
Uh-huh. And so can you tell us a little bit about your role as a resource coordinator, you know, and especially as you mentioned, since it's so important to coordinate between these different courts?
Yes. It is common for individuals to have multiple cases pending in multiple courts. For example, there may be a case in Supreme, County, Family, and a local criminal court when domestic violence is an issue. So my role as a coordinator is to be a resource for the town and village courts. I use electronic databases. I use a DIR, which is a domestic incident report that other police departments complete after responding to DV calls. And I use other sources to identify overlapping cases and notify all courts that are involved with the same family. This allows the court to have that complete picture of the interrelated matters impacting the litigants appearing before them. The information can be taken into consideration to assist judges when deciding the adjournment date, bail, terms of condition, and orders, especially orders of protection. So I maintain a list of resources within the community, and I can provide the court with information upon request. As a coordinator, any coordinators for an IDVI program can provide supportive compliance reviews, which assists the judge in monitoring defendants and respondents' compliance with court-ordered mandated programs, and we provide regular reports back to the court prior to the next court appearance date. Also, the coordinator acts as a liaison between the courts and the community and provides the courts with updated information on DV issues, programs, and resources. The coordinators maintain court data and complete any required grant reporting. So it's quite in-depth program, and you know, we keep quite busy, actually.
It sounds like it. So you've done a great job kind of telling us what your role is, but how would you say that it's different from the typical role of a court clerk who might also coordinate some information?
Oh, okay. The IDVI coordinator is active in the community, maintaining positive relationships with community stakeholders and assisting to develop community protocols in dealing with domestic violence cases. The coordinator ensures that judges have updated resources and arranges for ongoing training for the court staff as well as community stakeholders. Both the coordinator and the court clerk maintain court records and develop court orders. However, the coordinator extends beyond the records and engages in community networking and developing collaboration among agencies. So there's some differences.
Definitely. So can you tell me a little bit more about, you've mentioned, you know, coordinating information between the different types of cases. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you handle information or track domestic violence cases differently than a non-specialized court might?
The practices of an IDVI court include specialized database that maintains information on the defendant, victim protection orders, court appearances, court mandated programs, as well as the disposition of cases. It's an incredible database and just maintains all sorts of data. The database assists the courts also in identification of repeat offenders. That knowledge helps the judge to closely monitor the offender or order an alternative to violence program versus a standard criminal court that's responding to the arrest at hand. Because the judge has a packet of information and may know that this individual, this is the fourth incident, or maybe has another case in the village court, another case in the county court, the judge has a lot more information and is able to handle the case differently, specialized.
Great. So you mentioned that the judge has this packet of information, and I know you also mentioned earlier that, you know, there's some interaction with the judge around compliance. Could you tell us a little bit more about how you typically convey information to the judge?
Sure. As a coordinator, I maintain both verbal and written communication with the courts. I visit the courts. I interact with the court clerks on a regular basis. Once a case has been identified, I record the information on a standard notification form and attach copies of corresponding orders of protection. The notification form provides the judge with information on all the other courts the defendant has other domestic violence cases in. It includes information on active and past orders of protection on the same family. If there's a different family in the past, I will just include one past record with no names because of confidentiality issues. The court contacts me if they need additional information or if they request clarification on the information I sent. So it's constant written and verbal communication, and I visit the courts often, help the court clerks understand the domestic violence. I bring literature. I have done trainings for the court. So the judges in the court get a lot of information, and anything that they, any additional information they need, they don't hesitate to call.
Great. Well, it sounds like you play a big role there.
It's very interesting.
Definitely. So you mentioned a little bit earlier about your role in the community, and you mentioned, you know, networking and building positive relationships and kind of keeping an up-to-date list of resources. Are there any other ways that you see yourself having a role in the community?
Yes, yes. My role as a liaison between agencies and the court is huge. it's a large part of the IDVI, because it would not work without collaboration. So as the coordinator, I have connected agencies together. I've assisted the Community Resource Network with development of community protocols. I've provided training to stakeholders. The collaboration and that role and the role in the community is just extremely important. It's at least 60% of the position. If the community doesn't understand domestic violence and willing to work together, and agencies willing to work together, the program would not work. It's very, very important.
Great. Sounds like it. So then, relatedly, what is your role in relationship to some other players, including attorneys that might be in the court?
You know, that's funny, because we need the collaboration, but my role with attorneys is really non-existent. We don't have interaction because we have to maintain confidentiality. However, if they have a general DV question, I am able to research that question for them and provide them with information or brochures. But as far as interaction on a specific client, we do not interact.
Okay, great. And then anything you'd like to say about your role in relationship to community-based and or system-based advocates?
Oh, sure. As a coordinator, I interact daily with the advocates. I may check a current protection order for them, let them know when it's expiring, assist in problem solving and any service gaps or issues that they've encountered. I connect the advocates with other community agencies to partner with services so that we can continue to meet the needs of the client.
Okay, great. And then finally, on the role questions or your role in relationship to, I'm wondering about your role in relationship to social service providers in the community. And specifically, you mentioned this list of resources earlier. I'm curious how you came to know what services were available. Did you conduct site visits, or you just, because of your professional background, had some relationships? How did you come to know these services?
Actually, in the beginning, it was quite difficult. I was not really all that sure exactly what IDVI was. We were in the initial phases of designing it. So what I did is we held an informational session for the community. I handed out my business card during that session. I requested meetings with agency directors. And as I attended those meetings, I started to get to know people. And the directors would inform me of another service and introduce me to that director. So I began part of the networking system. And then I utilized community network meetings and the quarterly coalition meetings that is in every area as a resource to identify services and meet providers. And once the ball started rolling, that really worked very, very nicely. People are very willing to explain their program and what services they offer and how they can help. And so it was quite amazing. I learned a lot through that process.
Yeah, it sounds like it was kind of a snowball effect.
It really was. It was fun. It was fun.
Great. So, and then how do you interact with victim service agencies? We talked a little bit about advocates, but any differences with how you interact with the agencies themselves?
No, with it, just as a liaison between the courts and the community, I just listen to their concerns. I assist with establishing any protocols that I can to alleviate gaps in services. I assist in communication between the community and the courts, and that is a big thing. That is very large. If they really feel that they would like the judge to know of a new resource or a specific judge that maybe was unable to attend an information session or an open house, then I can visit that court. I can bring literature to that court. I can inform the judge. So I really work mainly as a liaison between the courts and the community.
Okay. And then you talked a little bit earlier about your regular reports to the judge and some of the compliance monitoring efforts, but could you tell us a little bit more about your role in compliance monitoring?
Sure. Coordinators have the opportunity to obtain information on the defendant's compliance with court-mandated programs. So when a court chooses to use this option, and the court doesn't always choose to use it because they may have sentenced an individual to probation, and if that's the case, they'll use a probation officer to monitor. But if they haven't sentenced to probation, there is a monitoring portion of the program that is very helpful. So if a judge orders somebody to go to a Alternatives to Violence program, for instance, then what I do is gather the information. Are they attending? Are they arriving on time? Are they paying their bill? And they following that court order? And I send that report to the judge prior to the defendant's court appearance. So when the judge has the individual in front of them, they know, you know, are they following this order or are they not? So they can say, okay, you're doing well, I want you to keep it up, and I'll see you back here again in 2 months. Or they can give them a warning. You've missed 4 times. The program will dismiss you on the fifth absent, so I don't expect you to miss any more sessions.
Okay.
It's a nice way to hold them accountable and let the defendant know there's eyes watching them.
Sure. So it definitely gets to that accountability piece.
Absolutely.
So then you talked a little bit earlier about the database that you use and you really seem to like that. Is there any other technology that you use to assist the Integrated Domestic Violence Court Initiative?
Oh my God, there's so many. There's numerous databases to gather and obtain information. It's amazing. For instance, the Web DVS program, that is where we can access information on the Order of Protection Registry. That program provides me with tons of information. I mean, I may find somebody had 5 orders of protection in the last year. Court calendars provide cross-reference. Access on the same defendant and family for identification purposes. So the town and village courts send me their court calendars, and I cross-reference them with the family court calendars. There's also a database called the ACIS, and the ACIS program identifies individuals for us that had a recent criminal arrest and has an active family court case. So I'm able to go in the database on a weekly basis and pull those files. There's a specialized IDVI database. It was developed just for DV program. It allows the coordinator to keep track of cases, court appearances, protection orders, victims' names, addresses, disposition of cases. It's amazing. The technology is incredible. And very, very helpful in this IDVI program.
Great. So then overall, what would you say some of the outcomes are that you've seen as a result of your presence in the IDVI?
Oh my God, there's just so many positive changes. It's hard to pin down just a few. I could talk for an hour on this. In one of the counties, the IDVI program has been instrumental in increasing awarenesses and services within the county by the training provided. As a direct result of the IDVI, the community resource team has increased the number of members and services within the community, including the design and implementation of an alternative to violence program, which now provides that option for judges when they are sentencing. As a coordinator, I had connected the YWCA in Chemung County with the First Step Advocacy Program in Schuyler County together. This led to the development of a supervised visitation center to assist courts in dealing with DV cases now. The advocates state that their referrals have more than doubled since the community understood that domestic violence is not an isolated incident. The agency is able to provide more assistance to more victims now. The police are taking domestic violence more seriously. Offenders are being held accountable by the justice system. One of my favorite outcomes, though, was increased safety for a victim. As a coordinator, I had developed a consent form between the advocates and the IDVI program. The consent form was signed, and the advocate sent me a danger risk assessment form in which the complaining witness had scored extremely high. She was well off the charts. The information was sent to the court with the IDVI packet of information. The judge reported that the information helped him to assess the seriousness of that situation. A few other judges have reported that danger risk assessments have been an important factor when they make decisions on setting bail and issuing protection orders. Sometimes they're arraigning at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they don't have any of this information. So when the information is in front of them, and they have that defendant back in front of them 2-3 days later, and they make decisions that increase safety for the victims. So that was one of my favorite, because that person was in extreme danger.
Yeah, well, that definitely sounds like a really positive outcome.
Yeah, it was.
So then finally, I'm curious what you would say some of the most important lessons you've learned are when you've been doing this work with the IDVI.
Wow. Wow, that's a big question. I've learned the importance of DV database, mm-hmm. as well as cross-tracking defendants to see all their arrests in different courts. The database, I cannot say enough about. It's extremely important. I could not find and identify all of the clients without all of the databases. The databases helps to hold the offender accountable for their actions instead of allowing them to slip through the cracks. I've learned the importance of communication and training on various topics of DV. I guess my biggest learning would be how important training is. When we work in one area, it seems we have the knowledge and it makes such sense to us. But other people, if they don't have that training, it doesn't, and they develop their own ideas of what DV is. And actually, when I began, I was very shocked of this day and age, how many members of the community had really believed that DV was an isolated incident out of somebody's just one-time anger, or it was really an eye-opener for me. So I would say the biggest thing I learned was how important training and education are.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. And again, we've been talking with Annette Colunio, the resource coordinator for the 6th Judicial District in New York State. So thank you again, Annette.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you. I really enjoyed this.